how would you say it if someone was named after a, or had the same name as his father? You would say what?
I don't know.
Okay. How would you say it, Ronald? If someone had the same name, what if Kevin had the same name as you? What would you say about that? What if Kevin's name was Ronald?
He's named after his father.
Did you say he's named after his father? Or for his father?
After.
What would you say, Benny? Did you say he was named?
I'd say he's named after his father.
Okay. Good. You want to stop for a second? What kind of an animal is that little thing that runs around here? What do you call that?
Dog?
Yeah. What's its name? Susan?
Sweetie.
Sweetie. Oh, I wanted to ask you a question that wasn't on here about double names. Why is that that people have like Denton Ray and Tommy Lou?
I don't know. They just have double names.
And your mother?
Now, my name is Nora Jane. I'm named Jane is after my grandmother.
Yeah, and how about Nora?
Well, that's just...
How is your mother with all those names? Where in the world?
I don't know. And her brother has a long name, too, but I don't know what it is.
Isn't that amazing? The way they used to name people in the
audience. I reckon.
Okay.
All of my children has double names.
Like,
Tommy Eileen.
Yeah.
And George Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And, Billy Edward. And, Ray Alford. Mm-hmm. Floyd Nelson. And Merle Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Hello? Yeah.
Bernice, I believe she just had a single name.
Why, well, when you addressed them, did you say George Thomas, come here, or did you say George, come here?
George Thomas is named after his daddy was George, and my daddy was Thomas.
Okay, but when you talked to George Thomas, did you say George Thomas, or did you say George?
Yeah, I say George Thomas.
What about when you talked to Eileen? Did you say Eileen Ray, or did you say Eileen?
I just say Eileen.
I picked up the phone, my sister said Ronald Lynn.
I just say Eileen.
Did you say Ronald Lynn?
Yeah.
You coming right back?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Okay, if you wanted your dog, talking about dog stuff, if you want your dog to attack another dog or a person, what would you say? Not that little dog, but assuming you had a big dog.
Wanted him to attack another person.
Yeah, what would you say?
I'd hiss him on. I'd say, get him.
All right. Okay. If the dog is a mixed breed, you know, many, many varieties, what do you call them? These worthless or small and noisy. What do you
call them? I don't know what you'd call them. A mixed breed is so many different kinds.
What do you call a dog that's just a, you know, a kind of a worthless dog? Do you have any names for that in the old days?
I just call it dogs. All I know.
Well, like you know, they had, you said your husband had hunting dogs, right?
Huh?
Your husband had hunting dogs.
Yeah.
What do you call a dog that's not worth it? Anything? It just is not good for anything. Do you have any names for it?
Wouldn't think so.
Okay,
well, a dog.
I can think of a mongrel. That's what we say up north. Mongrel.
Mongo.
Mongrel. It's a kind of it's just a northern.
What kind of dog is that?
It's just a, you know, different kind of dog. All different kinds of dogs.
Yeah.
No breed, yeah. You know. Okay. Okay, if a dog liked to bite, and the boy, he actually went up and attacked this boy, and he really liked to bite. You'd say that the boy was what by the dog? The boy was
afraid of the dog.
No, the dog actually went up and went like that. Yeah. If you got him right in the leg, what would you say? The dog what?
Say to the dog.
No, say
to the boy.
No, if you're describing what had happened.
I'd say, did the dog bite you?
Yeah, and then. If the dog, and he said, yeah, and he'd answer, he said, yeah, the dog what?
Bit me.
Bit me in the leg, okay.